life without time.
So
I got laid off from my job.
Long gone.
I have no money anymore.
Withdrawn.
The people on my street don't listen to sad songs or lessons learned. How did I get this way? I remember praying every day. Things I had came from him. I loved the Lord, so I didn't sin. I got complacent. I thought I knew the steps of success I followed through. But when I got there, I made mistakes. Forgot to pray, forgot to pray. It's on my merit. I didn't share it. I couldn't see it. I wouldn't hear it. I'm blinded by the worldly lies that whispered to me, you have arrived. I was living life
alright.
I got a nice job, good money.
Alright.
I'm nice to the people on my street.
I'm alright.
I even go to church once a week.
Alright.
I saw a wrong life without God.
So wrong.
I got laid off from my job.
Long gone.
I have no money anymore. The people on my street don't listen to sad songs or lessons learned. Had to change how I lived. I gave myself back to Christ again. I read the word, believed the word, and it became clear on who I served. I wasn't prideful, I learned from that. The things I lost slowly coming back. I'm truly thankful, I love my life. It's God directed, I show my light. I finally got it, so now I share it. And I'm preparing to go to heaven. Are you aware?
Yes, yes, all right. Welcome, welcome to Rebirth for Love Gospel Hour with Cherie. That was All Right being played by my guest, my special guest, and my brother in Christ, Charles Spears Jr. I'll be bringing him on in just a minute. I'm so excited to be having him on the station today and have him on the radio and doing an interview with him. I'm sure he's going to bless you. I see we have some callers that have already called in. You all are anticipating as well, so I'm not going to hold it long. I do want to welcome you to Rebirth of Love Gospel Hour with Cherie. My name is Cherie, and I'm your host for the evening. Rebirth of Love is a platform that where we host upcoming artists that you may not know too much about, but they do have a word for the people. And this particular artist today that we're going to talk to, he has a word. He has a testimony. I know that this is going to be a blessing for you. So we thank you so much for calling in this evening. But before we get started, I do always want to say a word of prayer so that we can let the Holy Spirit have his way, so that we know that God will be in the midst of this conversation, of this interview, and that you all will be blessed by it. So just take a moment and we're going to pray. Father God, we come to you right now just to say thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity, Lord, to come together in unity, Lord, to spread your word through gospel music, Father God. We thank you right now for the vessel you have chosen for me to come and interview this evening, Father God. I pray, Lord, that you just be in the midst of this interview, in the midst of this conversation, Lord, that you intervene, Lord, that you lead this discussion, Lord, so that whomever is listening in on the line or whomever may listen to the recording hereafter, Lord, will be blessed by the words that are spoken, Lord, because we know that you are the creator of all things, Lord. You orchestrated this day, Lord. You knew this day would come into fruition even before we were born, Lord. So we just say thank you this evening, Father God. Thank you for letting us see another week, another day, Father God. And as we go into this hour, Lord, we just thank you for how you're about to show up, how you're about to show out, and how your will be performed. We just thank you right now for it. In Jesus' name, I do pray. I do want to tell you also that our overseer for Rebirth for Love is Ms. Tricia Sampson. So we do thank her also for allowing us this time to interview Mr. Charles Spears Jr., and I'll be bringing him in as we speak. Charles?
Yes, yes, yes. How are we doing tonight?
We are doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, excellent. I'm so blessed, glad to have this opportunity even to be on this radio station with your Rebirth for Love Gospel Hour, an opportunity for me to just share, you know, my love, my experience, my encouragement with all of those who are listening. I'm glad everybody tuned in, heard that the lights are already lit up, and we're ready,
yeah.
You know, ready to talk about God.
We are ready. We are ready. We are anticipating a blessing through this hour. So we thank you so much for coming in. And before we even get started, I just want you just to introduce yourself. Just tell the world all about you.
All right. My name is Charles R. Fierce, Jr. I am a gospel recording artist. I'm currently signed right now with Tape Music Group. That is my label that I'm under. It's a marketing and distribution group that I'm under right now. My first album is out. It's called Out of Hiding. You heard a clip of one of my songs called All Right. But before I get into all that, you know, I have two wonderful parents that I have to show love to, and that's Charles and Teresa Fairs. My father is actually district elder in Pennsylvania. My mother is so wonderful, Mother Teresa Fairs, and we have our church here in East Stroudsburg, PA. That's where I'm at right now, East Stroudsburg, PA. We have our church, Greater Ecclesia Church, and we come to bless. If y'all don't know what greater, if you don't know what ecclesia means, that is the called out ones. We are the called out ones, and we are the called out to reach those who may be lost, those who may be struggling, those who may be down. That is our purpose. That is our goal in life. I have to give a shout out to my sister, Dion Fairs. She may be on the line, probably is. Love her. She's the best sister anybody ever could have. I have two wonderful children, Charlie and Tiara, beautiful kids, both saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. So we have no issues, no problems. You know, children who are saved and sanctified, that makes everything so much easier because we don't have to deal with some of the things. We still have struggles and issues, but they saved. You know, they already know what it is to live saved and be saved and do the right thing. So that's a little bit about us. You know, we love this music. We do this music because this is what God ordained us to do. And we encourage, you know, we encourage anybody we can, anywhere we can. That's our goal, and that's what we do.
Wow, that is awesome, Charles. Oh, my God. We can stop that right now. We can stop the interview right now. You just did it all. Oh, my God, that is a blessing, though, to have a family that the whole family is just saved and being led by the Holy Spirit. That is an awesome testimony all by itself, all by itself.
Right.
It's very rare these days from the parents to the next generation that you do see that. So that breaks generational curses right there. So I thank God for that, and I thank God for your testimony of that. That is so awesome. And, again, we are just so happy to have you here. Your first song I played was All Right. And I like that song. I really like that song. You know what my favorite song is, though. We're going to listen to that later. But I really like that song as well. Because every song you have that I listen to, it just speaks to the spirit. It uplifts you. It makes you think. And it makes you just give God praise for just who he is. And you have an awesome testimony yourself.
Right, right. Well, you know, the music, it comes straight from the heart. You know, sometimes I heard somebody tell me one time, that in order to have great music, you have to go through a struggle. You have to go through some pain and some issues. And it's unfortunate, but I did. I had to go through some things, you know, to tell you a little bit about me and my testimony. You know, I'm recovering. I recovered from drugs and alcohol. God delivered me from that. I grew up in the church, and this is what's so crazy, but I grew up in the church. I'm a PK, you know. I'm a preacher's kid, so I knew the word from the beginning. But the one thing I've learned over my lifetime is that knowing the word and really knowing the word is different. I had to know it for myself. I heard the word. I listened to it, you know, all my life. I've listened to it growing up in church as I was a baby. I heard the word. I knew scriptures, but I had to do it for myself. And until I did it for myself, I really couldn't understand what God wanted me to do or what I needed to do to be saved. I got saved young. I was saved, filled with the Holy Ghost at the age of 14, so I was young. But I still didn't really understand the word. I just thought, okay, I got saved and that's good enough. But I didn't read my word. I didn't pray. I didn't fast. I didn't do any of those things that I was supposed to do. So I fell off. And then I got caught up in the worldly life. I got caught up in what the other young people were doing. I got caught up in thinking maybe I was missing something, you know. And like the song says, all right. I was all right. That's what I thought. I'm all right. I don't got to do all that. I'm all right. I'll be okay.
Right.
But the bottom line was I had to get my own personal relationship with God. Once I did that, things began to change. But it took some time for me to get there. And I'm not, you know, I never shy away from my testimony. I never shy away from telling people that at one time I was on drugs and alcohol, and at one time I did go to jail, and at one time I struggled with all these difficult things. And I tell that story to let people know that God is able. If you give him the opportunity, and if you truly give your life over to him, he can change your life. He can do anything. When I see people on the street now, and I see some of my old friends, some of them who don't know my struggle, and I tell them what I'm doing now, and they just say, man, that's amazing. You don't look like you've been through nothing. You don't look like you struggle. Mm-hmm. But that's because God is able. God can do anything. He can keep you. He can make you look brand new. When the Bible tells you he makes you look new, he cleans you white as snow. He does. He makes you fresh. He makes you clean. He makes you look like a child of God, which I am. So my music, everything that I do comes from deep within, and it's just my testimony within the songs.
And it definitely comes out in your song, and I'm not going to say your age, but being, you know, you're a young man, that's just such an inspiration, and I wish so many, you know, young men can, I pray, and I believe God will get that music out there and get your testimony out there to so many young men that's around your age that may be struggling in that area, because you're definitely a godsend. You're definitely a godsend. Like you said, everything you went through was for a reason, and it comes out through your music, and you can tell that you're in love with God.
Yeah.
You
definitely
are in love with God.
That is so inspiring.
I just love that about you. Now, how long have you been? Have you been in the industry, Charles?
Well, I've really only been in the industry coming up probably on a year. I've been in the industry. My first album, Out of Hiding, dropped on June 4th of 2013. Okay. So I'm still fairly new to this industry, and there's a lot of things that I don't know that I'm learning. But the wonderful thing about truly being a gospel artist, and I mean truly being a gospel artist, is that God will direct your every step. He will cover you. He will protect you. And even though things, you know, because some people say you have to do all these other things to be able to be heard, to get yourself out there, all I do is serve God. That's all I do.
Yeah.
If I'm faithful with him, then he's going to open up the doors for me. The Bible tells me that. You know, your gift will make room for you. This gift that I have is not something that Charles Ferris can say, this is mine. No, this gift was given to me by God, and he's going to allow me to do whatever he wants me to do. So he's going to open the door. So I've been in the industry for just a short time, but it's exciting so far. I'm loving it. I'm meeting new people like yourself and this beautiful radio station that you have, and we're just doing what God wants us to do.
Amen. Amen. That is awesome. So you've been less than a year. No one would know that. I wouldn't have never guessed that. I thought you were going to say, 2 years, 3 years I've been doing it, but less than a year. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's nothing but the move of God in your life. And that was going to ask you that next question, like, how do you like the life as an artist? I mean, what are you getting out of that? How has it helped you anyway, or?
Well, it's truly a blessing. You know, when I got into this music, I wasn't, you know, it was kind of, I won't say it was forced on me, but, you know, I just wrote music because that's what I love to do. And I wrote music, and I would take it to my father's church, and we would sing some songs, and people would come in and say, man, that's a nice song. Say, who wrote that? And mom and dad would say, well, my son wrote that. And eventually my father told me, well, you need to do something with this. This is powerful. And we began to hear some of the music that I wrote, you know, across some of the PA and different, you know, different churches or whatever. So we decided we were going to do some, and it just kind of took off from there. But it's been a blessing. And I won't say that it's you know, financially it hasn't been the greatest, but that's not what it's all about for me. It's really not. It's about blessing people. You know, sometimes I get calls or I get emails from people who tell me, Charles, your music inspired me. You know, I got a message just the other day from somebody who told me that they listened to one of the songs and they just began to cry because it touched them so much. And, you know, I had a very good friend of mine who lives in a different state, and they told me that they were sick at one time. They were going through some things in their body. And she told me, she pulled me aside and she told me that she listened to my music and it began to help her heal. And it gave her comfort and peace as she lay in her bed. And it was amazing. It was amazing when she told me that, because that's the gratification that gets me. When someone tells me that the music is encouraging, when they tell me that they are moved by the words and they are moved by the spirit within the music, that's what it is. That's what it is for me. And I know all the other things are going to come. You know, whatever God deems necessary for me or whatever he says is for me will come in time. But as long as I continue to bless and encourage people, then that's what it is. And that's the most enjoyment that I get out of it. And some days, you know, some days it's harder than others because you don't know exactly what the music is doing or where it's going or who is reaching. But I will tell you this. There's not a day that goes by when if I'm feeling some type of way or maybe a down or just a little bit, I will get a message from someone or somehow somebody will tell me, Charles, you keep doing what you're doing. You encourage me. You keep going.
Yeah.
And that's what I get out of it. That's what helps me get through. And I stay focused because I love God, but I also stay focused because I know that the music is touching people. I really do.
Exactly. That is so awesome. That is so true. When we get those times when we wonder, you know, is what I'm doing helping it, you know, or because this ministry sometimes is a lonely walk. We have people around us, but it's still a lonely walk because God is dealing with us, you know, on our own level and where we are with him. And sometimes it's hard to explain where we are. But when you get, like you said, we get that one little message from inside. I just love what you're doing. I love the work you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing. It just encourages you to keep moving. And I'm glad you're still moving forward. I am so glad because you are awesome. I'm telling you. You are the man.
To God be glory.
Somebody had you covered. I believe that one mom and daddy had you covered. Even when you turned your back, they had you covered. They had you covered
indeed.
Because, like, it comes through your music. And it is. And I can relate to the lady that, as you said, that told you she was sick and she heard your music because I've heard one of your songs, which you know is my favorite, which we're going to play at the end of the show. And when I heard it, it just touched me. It touched me so deeply because we just met last week. And when I heard that song, I was like, oh, yes, I have to talk to him because it really touched me because I was having one of them, like, one of them days feeling some kind of way. And when I heard that, it just made a difference. So I pray that you continue to do what you do because you are blessed. God is blessing you. God is definitely blessing you. So with that said, we're going to listen to your newest release that you just got out, which is Child of God, which I believe we had it on Facebook as well. So I'm not sure if some of our listeners did listen to it, and once we finish listening to it, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about that, okay?
Okay.
You know, the Bible tells us that when we receive the precious gift of the Holy Ghost, speaking in other tongues as the Spirit of God giveth utterance, you become a new person. You don't walk like you used to walk. You don't talk like you used to talk. You're a child of God.
Walk like you used to walk. Talk like you used to. Talk and say what I used to. And you say I'm a child of God.
I don't walk like I used to walk. I don't talk like I used to talk. I don't say what I used to say. It's a different day. I'm a child of God. I don't walk like I used to walk.
To be a Christian, thought that there was things I was missing, so I fell away. Thought that I could live that sin life, somehow it just didn't feel right. Always got caught in the spotlight, I'm not allowed to sin. There is a calling on my life, cause every time I do wrong there's a great fight. Everybody having fun, I don't feel nice, I'm not supposed to be there. God humbled me and I am truly finished. And when I see my old friends, they're astonished. And I can gladly say,
I don't walk like I used to walk. I don't talk like I used to talk. I don't say what I used to say. It's a different day, I'm a child of God. I don't walk like I used to walk. I don't talk like I used to talk. I don't say what I used to say. It's a different day, I'm a child of God.
And no, I wasn't lost a doctor, justified looking for a husband. Word of God speaks on that subject. A man who finds a wife finds a good thing. Even if clearly some issues, God is right there to restore you. You can raise your hand and be thankful, and you can proudly say,
I don't walk like I used to walk. I don't talk like I used to talk. I don't say what I used to say. It's a different day. I'm a child of God. I don't walk like I used to walk.
That's all right there. that's Trisha's favorite song. Our overseer, she loves that one. She loves that one. And I think that's a testimony for us all. Child of God. Talk about that. Tell us about that, how that came about.
Child of God, that's my very first song that I've recorded. That's the very first song that I put out, Child of God. It was done by a good friend of mine. I have to shout him out. His name is Richard Resigno, and his daughter as well is on that singing background for me. That's Child of God. I mean, that's my life in a nutshell right there. There's so many things that I've done. You know what I mean? Even when I was struggling and I knew that I wasn't supposed to be in certain places, I was convicted immediately. You know, sometimes, and it's fortunate because – you know, I look back on the things that I've done. I look back on the times that, fortunately, I was incarcerated, and I used to say to myself, man, this is crazy. I can't believe I'm here. But now I realize that God was saving me those times. He saved me every single time. I never got an opportunity to get too deep. I mean, I was deep, but never too long. God said, you know what? Nah, that's enough. That's enough. I can't have you doing this. You're a child of God. I can't have you doing this. You're a child of God. So, and he always saves me from myself. He saves me from myself. So I really am a child of God. And the amazing thing is my life is truly those words. I don't walk like I used to. I don't talk like I used to. You know, I don't say what I used to say. I'm different. Because when you are changed, when you're filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues, God changes you. He changes everything about you. You know, the Bible talks about being reborn. And that's what happens. You're reborn. You're changed. You don't do the things that you used to do. So, you know, when people, you know, some of my old friends that I used to know from the street, they see me, they say, man, you look like somebody I know, but you don't look like somebody I know. And that's because God changed me. I'm the same person in as far as how I look, but I'm different on the inside. You know what I mean? And when you're really changed on the inside, it shows on the outside. It shows on every single thing that you do. You can't say that that has changed your life and you're still doing the same things that you used to do. I don't do those things no more. I don't even, and the wonderful thing about it is I don't have a desire to. And that's what's so amazing. I was just thinking on yesterday or maybe the day before that I just don't have a desire to do the things that I used to do, no matter what the problem is, no matter if I don't have any money in my pocket, no matter if things aren't going 100% the way I want them to, I still don't have a desire to do the things that I used to do to cope with life. My coping skills now is simply Jesus. All I got to do is call on his name. All I got to do is think about him. All I got to do is play one of these songs, and I know that he's able to keep me. And that's exactly what he does. I mean, it's not everybody. No, everything is not going to be peaches and cream. Everything is not going to be sweet all the time. But the Bible does tell me that he'll help me. He is my helper. You know, he's my comforter. He's my physician. He's everything. He's the great I am. So I can just count on him for everything. There's no need to go back to what I used to do because I don't do those things no more. I'm a different person. So that's where that song came about, and it was so amazing when I wrote that song and I went into the studio and did that song. I saw the progression of it, and I used to come home, and I know my sister's on the line. She let me know that she's on the line, but I used to come home and she would tell me, well, let me hear what happened. Let me hear it. So I would let her hear it, and then, you know, eventually we would change something else and change until it got to the final product. And it was absolutely mind-blowing, not only to me, but to all those who me. And, and it really just, it tells my story. You know, it tells my story, every part of it. And not only my story, but I hope it tells a lot of people's story. You know, some things that we do in church and that we're not supposed to do in church, but we need to change it. We need to change it, and that's just where you have to be confident about what you're doing. God tells you to say certain things, and I say them in my music. And if it bites at you, then let it bite at you, but change your life. Do something different the next time. Don't let it. Don't just say, I don't want to hear that. Say, you know what, that touched me for some reason. Let me change it. Let me do something different so that I'm not caught again with the same old stuff.
Amen. That is so awesome. And, you know, I love the boldness in that song, and what I mean by the boldness, because a lot of gospel artists put out songs and they don't speak about speaking in tongues. They almost don't use the word Jesus or God. And I love the boldness in your song, and I believe that's why God is continuously blessing you, because you're bold about it. Let them know, hey, this is what it's all about, and it's based on scripture because it talks about tones and lifting up the name of Jesus. So I love that boldness in your song. I love that because you're just real with it, and I believe God is pleased with that, and that's why you're seeing the manifestation taking place in your life. Because I was going to ask you about, were you in the ministry as far as music ministry in your church even before you started doing music? I know you said you had strayed away there for a minute, but before that time, when you were younger, growing up in the church, were you really into music like that?
Well, it's funny you ask. My entire family is kind of into music. My late uncle, Derek Stokes, actually was also a recording artist. He was out of Pittsburgh in Virginia. So he did an album. I was really young then. Everybody in my family really can sing. My sister can sing. My mom can sing. But when I grew up, I was a drummer. I played the drums. That was my thing. I had no clue at all that I could sing or write. I didn't know. I really didn't. I didn't know I had that gift. I had no clue. But you know, I sang on the choirs. I never really took it that serious. You know, was doing what all the other young people did in church. So, and here's one thing I must say. I never played church. You know, I just couldn't find myself playing church. I know a lot of people, and this is what my spirit is leading me to say, a lot of people play church. You know, they come to church and they know that their life is not right and their life is not acceptable to Christ, and they still get up and they sing these songs. It was impossible for me to do that. I couldn't do it because I knew that I wasn't living what I was singing. So I could not do it. You know, and anybody would tell you when Charles wasn't right, you didn't see Charles in church because I couldn't play church. I just couldn't.
Right.
And I'm not proud to say that I stayed away from church, but I just know that I couldn't play church at all. So I had to make sure that what I was singing was what I was living. And that's just how it is, and that's how I grew up. I played the drums, and my family was tight. You know, we're apostolic Pentecostal, so we're tight about it. If you wasn't doing right, you wasn't playing no drums, and you wasn't singing on the choir. You wasn't acting like a devil Monday through Saturday, and then Sunday
you
get up and act like you, you know, doing something for God when you know that you're not. So, yeah.
Amen.
So that's how it was for me when I grew up. You know, I played the drums and I sang on the choir a little bit, but I didn't take this real serious until about maybe a couple of years ago. That's when I really took it serious.
Well, that is awesome. That is awesome. You ever said on Apostolic Pentecostal? I know y'all was tight.
Real tight.
I love it, though, because there's discipline. There's discipline. There is discipline. We must have that ongoing, you know, not just on Sunday mornings between 11 and 2, but every day, 24 hours, 7 days a week. So that is so true. That's why I said I love the boldness in you. I knew it was something behind that because you have that discipline in your music as well because you can tell you're speaking exactly what God gives you, and that is a blessing all in by itself. So yeah, you're going to be fine. You're already fine. And the next thing I was going to talk about is the message behind your music. Now, I've listened to all of your music. We've listened to 2 songs so far. If you were to meet somebody, let's just some stranger on the street, which I'm sure you run into people a lot because I'm sure God placed people in front of you to speak. For you to speak with, what would you tell them as you introduce yourself as far as what is the message behind your music in order to get them to listen and to receive what it is that God has placed on your heart through music?
Right. My message behind my music is kind of simple. It's really you can make it with God's help, no matter what your struggle is, no matter what you've done in your life, no matter the road, the darkness that you went through. If you allow God to enter your life, he will change it. He can change every situation. He can change every issue, every problem. He can do anything you allow him to do, but you just have to let him do it. God is so, and basically, I guess I would say God is able. Like God is able. And when I meet people on the street and I talk to them, I tell them my story. I tell them my struggle. I tell them what I went through. And then I tell them I changed because God is able. And it's only him that made me change. It was no, you know, and I'm not knocking any associations or anything, but it wasn't AA, it wasn't NA, it wasn't all these things. No, it was God. God did it. No one else did it. The Holy Ghost did it. Speaking in tongues, that did it. And that's what I tell people because – and I can't sugarcoat nothing. I have to be real about everything that I tell them. And the wonderful thing about this is when I tell people and give people the message behind my music and tell them that God is able and I tell them my story, and they can look at my life and they can see that what I'm saying is true. You know, I had an opportunity to, at one time when I was incarcerated, I had an opportunity to start a Bible study in the jail. And you know, I had some brothers come and listen, and I told them about the word and told them different things. And some of them got out, and they wound up going to my father's church. You know, mm-hmm. later on down the line, I seen these gentlemen. And they look, you know, and they look at me and they say, man, you're really real. Like, you're the only person I've ever seen that really said, this is what it is and this is how you change. And then I see them later and they actually are changed. And I just tell them again, God is able. God is able to do it. And if he's able to do it for me, it's so touching for them because they know the situation that I was in because I was in it with them. In fact, I just saw a buddy of mine yesterday I haven't seen in so long. And I asked him how he was doing. He said, fine. He said, man, you look great. I was like, because God is able. That's why. That's why I look the way I look. That's why I can stand here and tell you that things are going well, and I can tell you that the music is taking off because God is able. So the message that I tell them is that God is able if you let him, if you just give him a chance. I mean, so many of us have done so many other things. We've decided that we were, okay, I'm going to cut this out, maybe things will get better. I'm going to stop doing this and maybe this will get better. I'm going to change this part of my finances and maybe life will get better. But it won't get better until God makes it better. And when he makes it better, he makes it better for real. There's nothing, you know, I don't have all the money that I want. I don't have everything that I want. I have what I need. But the most important thing is I have peace in my mind because God is with me and God is able. And he changed me and he's given me that. So that's what I give back. I give them this. I can't promise them wealth. I can't promise them nothing. Only thing I can promise them is that if you give your life over to Christ, he will make a difference in your life. And that's the message behind this music. Everything that I put out there, I want to put out there change. I want to put out there how he's blessed if you just allow him to enter your life.
Amen. Amen. Would you say your from what I can hear, Charles, it sounds like your ministry is more of a street outside the walls of the church ministry. To reach those that are outside, because we do a lot in the church. We do a whole lot in the church, but it's like no one is out. Inside the church, trying to reach those that are outside, you know, and it sounds like your ministry actually gears to people that are outside, because like you said, you've been there, and you can relate, and when you have someone that can relate, then you can draw, because God can use you to draw, because you know exactly their language and what they're talking about, and you keep it real, and I like that.
I have to. My ministry is outside the church, but it's also inside the church because we have young people inside the church and you know what I mean, everything always starts at home, and one thing that I'm trying to do more of now is to help my father. You know, my father is now an old man, but he's older, he's done a lot, and my goal is to help him, and if that means to do more as far as reaching out and bringing new people in, then that's what I do. But I also have to make sure when they come in that I'm there too. I have to be able to be, that example in the church as well as outside the church, all around. So anything I do, I make sure that I'm always home for church because I have an obligation to be there for my father. I have an obligation to be there for my mother and my family and my children. But I love reaching out to people. I go out on these nice days that we have and I introduce people to the CDs and I talk to these people and I invite them to come and I talk to everybody, anybody, it doesn't matter who it is. And I'm a big guy, so I'm not afraid of nobody, number one, because God didn't give us the spirit of fear in the first place, but I'm not afraid of nobody. So I can walk up to the baddest dude, and tell him, listen, you can be saved too, bro. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. You can be saved. You can be changed, you know, and they look at me and be like, yeah. All right. Well, I'm gonna give you a chance. And you know, the wonderful thing is, you have to be. The Bible tells us to be wise when we win souls. You know, we can't be out there going to the neighborhood and dressed in bow ties and whatever. They're not going to accept us. They're gonna look at us like we're crazy. But you know, I go down there with my khakis on and my button up. I might put on a pair of Timbs, and they look at me like, this dude look clean. Let me see what he got to talk about. You know, and I tell them my story. I tell them that God is able. I tell them I've been on these streets. I probably was standing here with you not too long ago. You just don't remember me, you know. So that's what I do.
Amen. That is so awesome. I'm just so proud of you. Oh my God, I'm just so proud of you. I'm really loving this interview. I tell you, God is in the midst, and he's working some things out even with our callers as they're listening as well. I believe you're definitely encouraging them. To do what God has called them to do. So if you're not doing music, Charles, what else can we find you doing as well?
Well, music is my life, but I mean I spend a lot of time with my children. And even with that, I must give shout outs to my children. My daughter Tiara, who's only 14 years old, she is she's excellent. She actually writes the music that I do. She'll come home and she'll tell me, because she plays the piano. She'll come home and she'll tell me, Dad, I wrote something and I like it. And she'll play it and I'll put some music to it and we'll go from there. My son, he did his first track with me, not too long ago. I want to give a shout out to my brother, Jared Bostic as well, Bostic Music Group down in Pottstown. He's also a gospel artist. We did a song when I put my son on the track with me. So I mean that's what we do. I mean we play basketball. We have a good time playing basketball, and we do things like that. But for the most part, it's music. It's music in this house all around the board. You can catch us at any time, being on a piano or a keyboard, writing something or doing something. But we have a good time with our family. We spend a lot of time with our family. We don't run the streets. You know, when you live a certain life, it's not boring, but it's not a lot of things that you want to do with other people or out in the street. You know what I mean? You want to surround yourself around those who love Christ and those who are dedicated to the same type of lifestyle you are. So we do movies. We love movies. We love basketball. We watch the playoffs and all that good stuff. But it's just it's all centered around music. It's all centered around everything we do is music.
Well, that is awesome. It sounds like you're continuing the strong family union that you're used to from growing up, which again is awesome. Like I said, that is just you're just breaking generational curses. You're breaking because you don't see it like you used to, you know, a long time ago. So, and for you to be, you know, a young man like you are and what you've been through, that is just a testimony as well. And like I said, you have so much to share with so many people, and my prayer, and I'm continually praying for you and keeping in contact with you, because I just want to see God just continue to work in your life, because you have a testimony. You have a testimony, definitely, and I'm just so happy for you. Before we go to the last song that I have, we're going to talk about that song too, because I'm going to play that, then we're going to come back, because, you know, this is my favorite song, and this is called Love Affair. And this is the first song I heard when I went to listen to your song before. I think we were emailing each other at the same time about doing the interview.
right.
Just too funny. We were emailing each other. When I heard that song, I was like, oh, yes, I have to get him on the show. So I want to play it for our listeners, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about that one, okay?
Okay.
Love Affair. So excited about his love that he had, me and Jesus. It took some time to build this building. I'm so excited about his love that he had, me and Jesus. It took some time to build this building. I was saved right, just to say that. I was saved like the others, it was paid back. Golly, jealousy to aid that. Didn't know that I would write it, now I'm paying back. It was the first step, most important step. I could feel the Holy Ghost within my instep. Everybody looking at me, didn't catch that. Doesn't know that he got saved, where is joy at? I see him smiling, now I'm crying. Now I'm smiling and crying and shining. The Holy Ghost then moved and resided. I knew when I was in, I was destined. But just then, man, the devil had me questioned. Did you see how they looked at you with questions? It took a minute, but I understand the lesson. You won't be great till we had this under test. I'm so excited about his love that we had, me and Jesus. It took some time to build this building. I'm so excited about his love that we had, me and Jesus. It took some time to build this building.
Wow.
Tell us about that one, Charles.
That is actually, that song is hasn't even been recorded live in the studio yet. But that's one of our favorites as well. I know my sister's probably going crazy right now because that's one of her favorites as well. Love Affair. That just talks about my love affair with Jesus. It talks about that first verse right there is just talking about the day that I got saved, the day I got the Holy Ghost. You know, I mean, the devil was you know, trying to do all kinds of things, but I got saved, and it tells a story. I mean, it tells the exact story. I got saved because of godly jealousy. Everybody else around me was getting saved. Everybody else had the Holy Ghost, so godly jealousy caused me to get the Holy Ghost, and that's what I wanted at that time. I thought that's what I had to do, and I got the Holy Ghost because of that. I thought that's what it was, and that's how I looked at it. And as I got older, I realized that it was a true calling on my life. So immediately when I got the Holy Ghost, the devil tried to say, you know, you don't got the Holy Ghost, or do you see how they're looking at you? They're looking at you like you don't got the Holy Ghost. So that was the beginning of his test, because he knew from the very beginning that I was going to do something major for Christ. So he began at that moment to test me. And anybody who tells you that the devil don't test you when you got the Holy Ghost, you might need to go back and get the Holy Ghost again, because that's the first thing he does. That's the very first thing he does. The very first thing he tells you when you get the Holy Ghost and speak in tongues, and he tell you that you don't got it. Or he tells you don't speak in tongues. That's the first thing he does. That's his test. That's the very first test. So, you know, I just want to tell everybody, if the devil ain't tell you that, then you might want to go back and make sure. Ain't nothing wrong with making sure that you got the Holy Ghost. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. So, yeah, that's what that song is about. It talks about my first days of getting the Holy Ghost and how people were looking at me and did I really get it. But I knew that it was a test. I realized that it was a test because I had something major to do for Christ. It's a love affair. It took some time to build this. It took some time to build it. But it's a love affair. You know, it's a process. You know, when you it's like any relationship. When you get involved with somebody, you build that love builds. It doesn't stay stagnant. It doesn't start right away. It starts with an attraction. It starts with this. It may start with that. But then that love affair builds. And that's what has happened with me and my Jesus. We build a love affair, and it continues to build every single day, every prayer, every situation. We build our love affair, and that's what that song is about.
I love that. Me and your sister, we in agreement. Oh, that's probably what I say. I'm going to have to get that for my own collection, because I love that song. I love that song, and I've listened to it more than once, just to let you know. I got a lot of I've seen that one of love, because I can relate. And now that I know the message behind it, I can really relate. I can really relate. And I like what you said about if the devil don't mess with you after you have received the Holy Ghost, then you got to go back and recheck it. Because he does.
Right.
He gets real busy. He gets real busy, yeah. Real busy, real busy. Because he's trying to make you doubt it. But you already know too much about it. So you already know God is in you. So that is so awesome. That, like I said, that is my favorite one. I love all your songs. And I wish I could play every last one of them that I've heard. But those are the top three for me. So I'm excited.
Right.
I'm excited. I'm so excited for you. And I have just enjoyed interview. We're almost at the end, and before we go, and before we you know, get off the phone, I just want to ask you, what kind of encouraging words would you like to leave to our listening audience on this evening?
Okay. I just want to tell everyone who is listening, first of all, I appreciate you tuning in, because not only am I here to bless you, but you are blessing me, and this keeps me going. It keeps me doing what I'm supposed to be doing. But I just want to tell you that God is able to keep you. God is able to change your life in any situation, any problem, any issue that you may be going through. Don't ever give up on God. Don't ever turn your back on God. He pays well. He pays so well. We all go through our problems, but the first thing that the devil wants us to do is to turn our back on Christ and think that we can do it on our own. We can't do anything by ourselves, and we are not ourselves. We are not we don't own ourselves. We are here to do what God wants us to do. So I want to encourage everyone to get as close as you can to God. Worship him in spirit and in truth. If you don't have the precious gift of the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues, that is a first priority, because the Bible tells us that we must know him. In order to make it to heaven, we must know him. In order to know him, you have to receive the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. So that's the thing that I want to leave upon everybody. And be blessed, be encouraged, and God is able to do anything.
Amen. Amen. Awesome words. And the same to you, Charles. I want you to continue to stand strong and be strong. And like you said, God is able. And your life is just showing that he is able. And he's still on the throne, and he's still in control. And so I just thank God for you, and I thank God for you blessing this platform this evening and coming in and taking the time to speak with me and with the listening audience. And I thank the audience as well for calling in and listening in. I pray that someone was blessed by your testimony and what you had to say, because it is an awesome testimony. Thank you so much. And we're definitely going to keep in touch. We're definitely going to keep in touch.
Definitely.
Yeah, so I do thank you all so much for calling in this evening. You have been a blessing to this ministry and this platform and Blog Talk Radio. We just thank you so much. Again, my name is Cherie. I'm with Rebirth for Love Gospel Hour. I host an interview every Friday between 6:30 to 7:30 with different artists. Next week I should have an artist online, which is Deborah McKinney Price, another anointed woman of God. She does have another testimony as well, so I hope you are able to tune in and look for that on Facebook. I do have a book that's out, and my book is 7 Powerful Habits to Spiritually Prepare for the Storms of Life. It just came out in February. It is self-published. You can find it on Amazon.com or on Kindle as well. You can download it on Kindle. So I do hope you're able to go get that book, and I hope it does bless you in some way. Also, I have a webinar that I host every other Wednesday through my business, which is New Life Changes LLC, which is also on the Rebirth for Love online university platform. You can see that as well posted on Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn. And we do talk about different things. The last thing we talked about was faith, dealing with our deep word of faith. Before that, we talked about forgiveness. So it is a ministry-based platform, but we do like to have a dialogue and keep people informed on what's going on in this world and try to help one another. So, again, I do thank you all so much for calling in this evening. It has been a blessing. My friend, my brother in Christ, I'm just so happy and proud of him. And we just continue to pray and cover him, that God will continue to keep him and continue to move in the direction that he would have, that God would have him to go, because I know he has greater things ahead of you, Charles. So thank you so much, and you all have a wonderful evening. Be blessed and have a blessed weekend.